Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
The year 1898 marked a turning point in American history. It was a year that would propel the United States onto the global stage, transforming the nation from a continental power into a player in world affairs. The forces that drove America's rise to global prominence were a mix of ambition, geopolitics, and an underlying belief in the country's manifest destiny. This time, not to expand across the North American continent, but to extend its influence overseas. 1898 was a landslide. The catalyst for this transformation was the Spanish-American War, a conflict that seemed to come out of nowhere, but was the result of a simmering combination of imperial ambitions, economic interests, and a rising sense of nationalism. For many years, the U.S. had been content to remain isolated from the political and military conflicts of Europe and Asia, focused on internal growth and westward expansion. But by the late 19th century, a series of factors began to shift this mindset. One of the driving forces behind this shift was the closing of the American frontier. In 1890, the U.S. Census Bureau declared that the American frontier was no longer a distinct and sparsely populated area, signaling that the vast open spaces of the West were no longer a safety valve for social and economic tensions. The frontier had been integral to the American experience, offering land and opportunity to a growing population, and its closure led to a sense of uncertainty about the nation's future. Without the frontier to conquer, many American leaders began to look abroad for new opportunities to expand, both economically and militarily. At the same time, the U.S. was undergoing rapid industrialization. By the 1890s, it had become the world's leading industrial power, producing more steel than any other nation and rapidly expanding its commercial influence. With an economy that was growing faster than its domestic market could absorb, American businesses began to look toward foreign markets for new opportunities. The idea of imperialism took root among some of the country's political and economic elites, who believed that in order to maintain economic growth and global influence, the U.S. would need to acquire overseas territories. Another factor driving the U.S. toward global power was the rise of naval power. The American Navy, under the leadership of figures like Admiral Alfred Thayer Mahan, was reformed and modernized during this period, transforming it into a formidable force capable of projecting power across the world's oceans. Mahan's influential book, The Influence of Sea Power Upon History, argued that the key to global dominance was control of the seas. His ideas resonated with American leaders, and the U.S. Navy became central to the nation's new imperial ambitions.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
The spark that ignited this new phase in American foreign policy was the Cuban War of Independence. Since the late 19th century, Cuba had been in a state of rebellion against Spanish colonial rule. The Cuban rebels were fighting for their independence, but Spain, unwilling to relinquish its last remaining Caribbean colony, had responded with brutal force. The atrocities committed by Spanish forces in Cuba, including the infamous reconcentration camps where thousands of Cuban civilians died, garnered widespread attention in the United States. The American press, led by the sensationalist reporting of William Randolph Hearst's New York Journal and Joseph Pulitzer's New York World, painted a vivid and inflammatory picture of Spanish cruelty. This yellow journalism stirred public outrage and led many Americans to call for intervention in the conflict. But the immediate cause of war came when the USS Maine, an American battleship stationed in Havana Harbor, mysteriously exploded on the night of February 15, 1898. The explosion killed 266 American sailors and sent shockwaves through the American public. Though the cause of the explosion was never conclusively determined, the American press quickly blamed Spain, further fueling the calls for war. The rallying cry of "Remember the Maine" became a symbol of American outrage, and public pressure mounted for the U.S. government to take action. President William McKinley, who had initially been cautious about getting involved in the conflict, was ultimately swayed by public opinion and the pressure from military leaders and politicians. On April 25, 1898, the United States declared war on Spain. The conflict, though brief, was decisive. The U.S. military quickly overwhelmed Spanish forces in both the Caribbean and the Pacific, defeating Spain in a series of key battles. The most significant victories came in the Caribbean, where American forces captured Spanish-held territories like Puerto Rico and the Philippines. In the Pacific, the U.S. Navy, led by Admiral George Dewey, decisively defeated the Spanish fleet in the Battle of Manila Bay, which essentially secured American control of the Philippines. The war ended in December 1898 with the signing of the Treaty of Paris, which saw Spain cede its overseas territories to the United States. Cuba gained its independence, but Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Philippines were acquired as American territories, marking the beginning of America's imperial era. The outcome of the Spanish-American War fundamentally altered the United States' position in the world. The country, which had once been content to avoid entangling alliances and foreign conflicts, had now firmly planted itself as a global power with overseas territories. The acquisition of the Philippines, in particular, marked a significant step toward the U.S. becoming a colonial power, similar to European empires that had long controlled vast swaths of Africa and Asia. The war and its aftermath also marked the rise of the U.S. as a military force capable of projecting power far beyond its shores. But this new role as a global power was not without its challenges. The U.S. now found itself embroiled in the complexities of colonial governance, particularly in the Philippines, where a bloody insurrection against American rule would break out soon after the war ended. The Philippine-American War, 1899-1902, was a brutal conflict that resulted in thousands of deaths and left deep scars in the relationship between the U.S. and its new colonial subjects. The acquisition of territories like Puerto Rico and Guam also sparked debates over the rights of these territories' inhabitants and whether they would be treated as equals to the American states. At home, the victory over Spain sparked a debate over the role of the U.S. in world affairs. The idea of imperialism was controversial, particularly among those who believed that the U.S. should avoid entangling itself in the affairs of other nations. The Anti-Imperialist League, which included prominent figures like Mark Twain and Andrew Carnegie, vehemently opposed the annexation of the Philippines and the expansion of American power overseas. They argued that imperialism violated the country's founding principles of democracy and self-determination. In the years that followed, the U.S. would continue to expand its influence around the world, securing its status as a global power. The Philippines would remain under American control until 1946, while Puerto Rico, Guam, and other territories would become integral parts of the U.S. empire. The Spanish-American War and its aftermath also set the stage for the U.S. to become involved in the politics of the Western Hemisphere, as exemplified by the construction of the Panama Canal and the implementation of the Roosevelt Corollary to the Monroe Doctrine. By the close of the 19th century, the United States had fully embraced its new role as an imperial power, and the events of 1898 marked the beginning of a new chapter in the country's history, one that would bring with it both triumph and turmoil. As the U.S. became a force to be reckoned with on the global stage, the consequences of its actions abroad would shape the course of the 20th century and beyond. In our next episode, we will explore the beginning of the 20th century as the United States took its first steps as a world power, looking at the implications of the Philippine-American War and the broader question of American imperialism. The Progressive Era. Theodore Roosevelt's Square Deal will examine the political and social reforms that accompanied America's emergence as a global power.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.